it's in Tuf Nun Gimel. It's of Aleph, it's of Katan Yud Aleph. Okay, so he said that Kitnius, Biri Ebed, do not Aser, if they fell into the Tavshil. Shabur Yud Aleph, Ein Benin Oysim Im. What's the lemmer? Shein Tzorach L'datek L'itlois Haner Shal Shemen B'makom Rochuk Min HaShulchan Mishum Chashash Hashem Yenatam Al HaMaychol. If you're using an oil which is made of kidneys and using it to light, you're lighting, using it as a oil to light. So I have no chiyuv. I'd be using oil which was chametz, which I'm not sure that doesn't exist. But let's say it would exist. Obviously, it would be yotzei b'hanoa, but I would also have to keep it far away from the food. That shouldn't come to drip on the food. Over here, I don't have to be makbid on that. The filon nitiv ain't less. Even if you did the trip, it doesn't answer. That wasn't the chumrah that Kleisel undertook when they undertook the chumrah. When they undertook the chumrah of kidneys, that's not what they had in mind. Ken before bedarke moshav, m'saim oid sham. The filo koshes oison hashum shemin, shoison mehen hashemin, b'martesh shekoshes in sham chametz. Even if the press which you use to press the sesame seeds and make the sesame seed oil, which you're now using in the nair, was a press which is also used for chametz. So now the current, not only is there a problem of kidneys, which you said is not the minute doesn't apply to kidneys, they weren't machmer on the oil of kidneys for lighting, but now there's a potential concern of chametz, which was in the press, which then mixes into the oil. So it's not me less than, but we're not worried about it. But Tom, why? The feeling is Arabic, Masha, even if a little bit of chametz got mixed into the oil.
What's the stolid man?
Darkey Moshe. Feeling is Arabic, Masha, Hunami, Balta, Bashishim, Kadama Pesa. So first of all, there's a bit of Bashishim. It's not just the little particle which is that you're worried about. We're about the flavor. It's cold, so it doesn't absorb. This all applies if you're talking about a oil which is not considered a sharp flavor, so that doesn't absorb by cold. Aval b'shem and zayis, we're dealing with olive oil, which we saw in Yerodea, or we'll see in Yerodea, b'shem, that's potentially considered to be a davar chorif, im koshas hazeisim a kli shalosu subay v'kadoyma. You had a kli which you used for chametz, to process chametz in it, and now you crushed the olives in that kli to get the olive oil. Over there, providing it with nikla by tam, there is an absorption of flavor of the chametz into the olive oil.
Tam chametz.
The zayis who is charif.
You once gave a whole share about tefachah.
Before the levasim and tapim and zayin sivches, we saw already before that we consider shem and zayis a davar charif. With Dabra Kharif, when it comes to Dabra Kharif, we do say the following thought process, that a combination of Agav, Duchcha, the Ksisha, Samateshis, the Senes Tam, is Asim. We combine a Dabra Kharif with pressure, it absorbs even by cold. So whatever flavor is absorbed in the Machtesh is in the crucible, in the mortar, will now go into the olives. Well, like a shishim b'zaisim negatam, there isn't 60 times more against the flavor. We're dealing with olive oil. That is a concern. Olive oil. That is a concern if there was it was used in a kli which covers this process also. There would be absorption of flavor. So you'd have to keep it. It's not going to ask it b'hanoah because you're not really benefiting from the flavor of the chometz. But it would ask you that you shouldn't have it near the table. You don't want that to drip into the food, and then you have the flavor of chometz in your food. Your bays. And the same way, no iser hanoah on kidneys. The kidneys are bottle b'roiv. No iser b'yirah on kidneys. Prince allowed to keep kidneys products in his home over Pesach. Even if they become wet, so they potentially would, something would happen to them, and had such a thing happen to kernels of wheat, kernels of grain, the five species, we'd have a major problem over here. We don't worry about it. The Bashar Tua Kiagam, the Otsal Hashus, you can't keep kernels of wheat which have become wet, because we assume they're going to come chametz. But Holo goes in over here where they weren't geyser. The Kibbul Allah Rak Lesser Achilos and Chazal asked that the minig which they undertook was not to eat them. Would in the Mutal Lehonis Mehem, and also you're allowed to have benefit from them. So you're allowed to have benefit from kidneys. Kidneys is Mutter by Rafua. Kidneys doesn't have an Isser by Yerobay Motze. Okay. Sivbeis is a fascinating culinary concept. It doesn't really have so much of a.
Did you
give them like that's when you give them. You're right. Mutal Acham Pesach. Okay, we said these different types of foods, Zera, Akliza, and Anis, and Eliander. They're not kidneys, and you eat them in Pesach. Komalchem Srichem Medikah Shal Yisar Behem Echem Mechamesh Zamina. But you should check; they have to be checked. Kinyesh Lo Armim the Tzayv LaHakran Shal Lechol Anis the Kimmel Ajem Akran. It's better not to be eating these items until Kimmel's caraway. Until the last day of Pesach, kiyef shel avarim yafa. It's not really possible to do them well, process them well. It's the last day, which is the rabbanon, we're more makel. V'ayim b'taz v'chak Yaakov b'zeb. The Chak Yaakov says that even something like kimmel, which is caraway, not apparently there are different types of caraway. Some look more like wheat. So therefore, the problem of the mixture. You have kernels which look like each other is very confusing and not reliable, whereas the ones which look like they're totally different, so the potential for mixture is minimal. Those we should be making. Okay.
What is caraway?
Caraway is easier than the rye bread. It has those little seeds in them. Uh-huh. Those are caraway seeds. Those are little black and white seeds. That's kimmel.
What's anise?
Anise, I think, is anise seed. I think it's actually anise seed. Okay. Okay. Sif beis. Ha'isa isa min achitim min oris. It's a mishnah in Masechta Schala. A person, not talking about Pesach necessarily.
Sardim even eat kit.
Yeah. I think that that they're starting to eat rice, they have to check them, there shouldn't be anything mixed in. They're very strong on hugging them, very chumadic processes of checking it. They can't just use it, because they have to concern other things are mixed in. Okay. The person makes a dough, which is a combination of wheat and rice. So the Mishnah says that the nature of rice, it sort of like melds with the wheat and becomes one unit. Even though rice is not a grain, but here it melds with the wheat and becomes one unit. So if it tastes like wheat, it tastes like the flavor of the grain. You can be yotzei. Is that the Mishnah Berurah Yudalit? The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that filu ein beisa shir chitim shekazayis b'dechilis pras. We saw before that way, but we still discussed the idea of taruvus chometz. If it has kazayis b'dechilis pras. So then it's chayv koreis and a person eats it because he didn't kazayis of chometz dechilis pras. If it has kazayis of matzik dechilis pras, it's yotzeh mitzvah. Well, here you don't have that. Still, gam ken yotzeh bo. You still yotzeh. Kesha'ochu kazayis minis, when you eat a kazayis of the dough. Part of the dough is rice. And even the major part of the dough is alpha p sheikir boy who aris of aris and a yotzeh mishum matzah. You can't be yotzeh with rice matzahs. So how in the world are you yotzeh with this rice matzah? The majority of it is rice. Kiliyel. They're mixed together. The more says is the idea that the rice allows itself to be literally it means to be dragged after the chitim. The chitim sort of defines the mixture. And here and now, the aris could become chametz. So the aris changes this into a min, which could become chomets. If it can become chomets, so you're a matzah with it. Ha'chidin or kechitim. Therefore, it's a loch lechitim. The chalas of chitim are the only two which have this relationship is wheat and rice. Of kemach chitim, im kemach doichan, if you mix wheat flour with millet flour, v'chei gav, there's something similar to that. Of kemach shal shar minei dogin im kemach arvin, so you mixed barley or spelt or oats with rice, or rye with rice. Vosim and a matzah made a matzah out of it, and a yotzeh bo yirecha vosim v'sheyesh v'tam dogon, having the flavor of the dogon is not sufficient to be yotzeh. Elam kein yesh bo kemach dogon sheyeh kezayis v'lechilis pras. There's enough flour that you can eat, consume a kezayis is worth of the flour v'lechilis pras. Ha'hanu shebuchol pras mimeno. So if you divide the dough up into prosim pieces, each one has a full kazayas of dogon. Now Mishra takes this advice. Once the amount of is there is kazayas with echilas pras, so then you don't need the whole pras to get the kazayas. Then you can eat a kazayas. Because any kazayas in this mixture, it gets a chashivas to it. It's a part of a kazayas dechlis pras. That's how the Shulchan Aruch reads. We shamrim that no, the filu b'chitim ba'aris in yotzin yechavasu chavis matzah al kavu sheyesh b'chitim ba'aris kreachilis pras. So you need a kazayas dechlis pras of the wheat to allow the mixture to work and him to be yotzei with the fat of his rice there. But by other species of the grains, this halacha doesn't work. The whole thing falls apart. Elim ken yesh roiv dogon.
We know Elohim.
I
end of the line above.
It could call a dog in. Eliam Cain. Doesn't make sense. You know. It's not considered a kid cool dog.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay. So Elim Ken Yesh Roib Dogan or Miyat Aris, unless you have a majority of Dogan and a Miyat of Aris, then the Sharmin number or whatever the min is, does Batal Aris Beruba Bahabaki Kula Dogan. That the case of considered Kula Dogan is a bit of a right. So the second sheet is much more macro than the first sheet. The first sheet that says you don't even have in the mix, the ikra of the mixture is rice, and still the whole thing mixes together. We say any kazai to yotzu with. Second sheet says no way. The only time you're going to say that the main thing is the flour is when the main thing actually is the wheat flour, the grain flour is when the wheat flour when it's when actually the majority is wheat flour. Okay. Gimel. So now you're making we're discussing the name of the siman was the wheat, what we're going to use to make the chitim which you're making your matzahs out of. So I have my imla beru chitim me'achilas achbar. The reality is that the animals get into your storage pile, and it's possible the animal ate for some of them. So do we say the following? You know, leaving the hygienics aside for a moment, but the achbar ate has saliva. Saliva touched the kernels. So if there's any kernels which were around where the achbar took from, saliva of the achbar maybe creates a chimutz problem. It's not a problem. Emekachlum. Hagavachenim leberu mimenu oisoi dogon shetzomach. If before they ground it up, there were some kernels that were starting to sprout. Okay. Now that's chometz. The process of the seed sprouting is because it absorbs moisture from the ground. So before it sprouts, by the time it sprouts, it's already it's considered that it rose. So now you're dealing with a situation where you've ground into your flour potentially some real chometz. We're not going to answer it. Chances that before Pesach is built a bashish. Mi utzorich lira she'ein boi kol kach shalol yehei shishim kenedim in a heter. But you have to be confident that you have shishim. You shouldn't be in a situation where you don't have shishim. Sukkot and Tezvov. Achitim. So, Mahudan Sharmin Dugan, this is the same halacha would apply. It was a question, one of the other types of the grains. So, emekach klum. If you didn't remove the ones that the animals ate, it's not a problem. Shena garger machmet mimiut roik shebefiya achbar. The kernel does not rise due to that minimal amount of moisture of the saliva, which is in the achbar's mouth, which it touches there when it's looking for its to take. Kind of fill in shishim can nagdon sure but even without shishim they're mutter because we don't believe there's a real chometz issue. Why in the commandments seem tough? Some of love we did not feel as achbar bekamach amashik sal nusham. Okay, we got later on. We'll discuss. There are some concerns of the achbar once it's already flour, a little more concerned that the liquid can make the flour become chometz, whereas to do that to a kernel is less common. Okay. You mixed in, you didn't do a good braver, you mixed into the wheat some kernels which had been started to sprout. So he says it's not a problem. V'chein b'chul shetomach. Shekaren ois gevoxen. Started to grow. It has growth on it. It started sprouting due to the fact that there's moisture there. So who chametz gomer? So how in the world are you allowed to use this flour? Gevald, no, there's chametz gomer. The answer become welcome. Shaloi bearer, unless the fish is batlim b'sachitim aksherim. That's a din of bitul b'shisha. So number one, now take it a step further. Am I allowed to go to chachila and grind it together? Relying on the fact that if there's anything there with any kernels which I haven't done of comments, they'll now be bought to Bashish. So I'm sort of grinding it to get the benefit of bit. So we know there's a lacha, Machlokes Rishonim, if it's an Issa Dereisa or an Issa Derabana, called Ema Valet Issa Lechachila. Decent amount of milk fell into my pot roast. I say, no problem. Before it has a chance to settle in, I pour in like another three pot roasts and I have shishim. You can't do that. It could be seen in the rice. The Taz holds it, then he said the rice. And Bidi Avid, there's a kanas. So how can I tell you over here that you're allowed to go and grind together the wheat which is sprouted with the wheat which hasn't, and relying on bitul b'shishim, l'char, there's an issur ein mevatel issur l'chatchil. He says, no, no problem.
Who holds the in mevatel issur l'chatchil is the Raisa, the Taz?
If I call correctly, the Taz says that. Chavke, so mutl tachlim b'chakol b'yachid, you're allowed to grind it together. So the Shard Tzion quotes in Chav Gimel, he says, ein mevatel mevatel issur, this doesn't go into the prohibition of mevatel and issur. His kavana is not to do bitul. His kavana is he needs to grind, so he's taking all of the wheat and he's grinding it. His goal isn't bitul. If his goal was bitul, that would be a problem. Okay. Back in the Mishabura, Maskamas Harbe Achranim, the Mutal Efas Afilah BePesach. You're allowed to take this wheat, which is mixed before Pesach, make it into a dough, and bake it on Pesach. After Pesach, Isur B'mashu, even on Pesach, this is B'mashu, Karnis Batul, Karnis Pesach B'shishim, it was Batul in ready before Pesach. The Kamech HaKemach Nikri Lach B'lach V'en HaChayzer V'Neir. So this is the issue which we had before, that by Dabar Yavash, we say there's a din of HaChayzer V'Neir, something which is Lach B'lach B'lach, we say that in Baltim Shishim, it remains Baltim. So if a little bit of chametz liquid, say whiskey, mixes into a large container of some pesach liquid, it's Baltim Shishim. But you have a small piece of food, which is chametz, gets mixed up amongst other items which are pesach liquid. So now you have a problem of it's not lach b'lach, it's yavash v'yavash, which is chayzer v'neir, comes pesach, it reinstates itself as a problem. It doesn't apply to flour. We do with flour as if it's a liquid for this purpose, because it mixes so well up together, because it's such fine particles, that we deal with it as if it was a liquid. Okay. In a case where there are kernels which have started to sprout as a possibility, and therefore that they've been ground together, the etza is to make it into a matzah before Pesach. And then for sure, there's all done of chazam and air. It was changed into dough, and then it was baked, etc. So it's all done, it can't reinstate itself to be a problem. So that's... make sure that you grind it and you bake it before Pesach, as opposed to waiting until. Fine. And the Shaar Tzion and Chafei brings, and that's why the Minhag Yisrael is to bake matzahs before Pesach. The same way this is true on kernel to kernel, it's also true dough to dough. So if a person makes a dough, which is pesadik, and then he lets it sit so for too long, it becomes chametzdik. Meanwhile, if you made other dough, and the dough which is there before mixes into the new dough, as long as there's shishim, you're okay. So when they introduce what's called etim min hamatzah, I think we discussed this once, right? That they have etim min hamatzah. Whereas before they had etim min hamatzah, the machines they had nowhere to clean up the machines. So they had to rely on bittul. Any dough which somewhere along the process of the machine matzahs would get stuck somewhere along the way. So when the new batch of dough would come in, it had been sitting there for so long, it was chametz. But they relied on bittul. Somebody here for pesos, you rely on bittul. So etim min hamatzah was where they introduced the way that the machine was accessible to be able to be cleaned. And every 18 minutes, they would stop and remove all of the dough which is there, so they can start over again with the totally clean machine. And there's no chametz in that we're dealing with bittul on, or at least visible chametz that we're dealing with bittul on. So that was the chiddush of 18 minute matzah, was that as opposed to matzah which relies on bittul, this the matzah doesn't rely on bittul. Okay. Miu, he said, you have to be careful that there should be shishim to make sure it's bottled over the mitzumachim. Miu, koiraka dogan shetzamach boledeli. I was going back in this last case, not in the case before, wouldn't really apply. The case of Achbar, I guess. Yeah. So you have to check and make sure that there's shishim. Lira she'ein b'kol kach, that there's not so many mitzumachim. You have to look through visibly and see, visualize if there's a lot of ones that started to sprout over here. So I'm not going to be guaranteed I'm going to have shishim connected. So out with the whole batch.
I'm not going to be guaranteed I have shishim.
Correct. Vim yirish loyshi. So if it looks like based on this calculation you don't have shishim, then in that situation the only solution is you want to use this sarach liver muslim mitzvah. You have to go one by one, pick out the ones which have sprouted. Now, so how much do you have to remove? We say, well, you want to remove everything. No, not mechuyav to remove everything. You're allowed to. Remove some of the kernels which have been mitzumachim, which are considered to be gvarei chametz, to the point you feel confident you have shishim of the remaining kosher grain over the. You have shishim more of the kosher over more than what you're leaving over in the chametz. Shishim connected. So you need shishim. You don't have 60. Phil, but you have a sermon. All the whole thing is also about no. The dogman should somehow come chametz. Remember, we deal with dogan, which is sprouted as full fledged chametz. Yeah. I feel him who himself again hoya shishim negative mitzumachim. Gam ganos. Even it's a question. You're not sure it's a problem. Yeah, but himself again the machmas. This is the rice. So the varim kind of pesach, you must destroy them for pesach. You over lay and pesach lebirim. If you didn't destroy them over pesach, so you can't use them after pesach. Yim krem laakum chutzin me yisur shabbat. You sell to the goy, and you can't. He's allowed to buy the kosher wheat flour, but he can't buy the flour which is made by the chametz stick part. So you can't get any benefit from that. So he has. You have to accept payment from him. I lost the place over here. Right, so you accept payment from the goy, not for the amount which you believe you estimate was chametz. and lo yishishim negad mitzvachim. You don't have shishim. Yishem shemutah lo yisav aleim oyd kitim kshem kere lavatlan b'shishim v'latochan and kunim pesach. You'll have to add more. You mean mavatl is the chetchila? So the name. Well, let me say mavatl is the chetchila by adding more grain. I'm doing an act of actively being mevatel iser, because let me say mevatel iser to the chachila sheoser. I can't go actively be mevatel chometz. Kimin who cut in Pesach, but then legiyas money suroi, so you can't take be mevatel iser the chachila. It's not an iser right now. Right now it's called chometz, but it ain't called iser. So that's what they say. That's Taz. But he says Rabbi Pesachim Oisim. Yeah, they say no, you can't do this. The kibun the me'arav adai to lelechol or some pesach. How about like mevat leisel chachila? It's one thing if it happened to get mixed together. Right now, you're going actively putting it together in order to be able to use it for pesach. That's called you mevat leisel. Till now, you couldn't use it, and by doing this process, I can use it. That's mevat leisel. Come on, mashasat chak. Efshar leis. Yes. How about like mevat leisel bismani yisur? It's like you're being mevat leisel. I'm sorry, you're right. Okay. After the Zman Isser, which there's no Din Bit left, the Zman Isser. Because not an option. Mukamokim, Bishasat Chak, after the Yisr is Mechal Mekilim. Case of necessity. You can rely on the Mekilim. Okay. Dalit. Let's get the Mechaber. Chitim she'osin v'hem matzus mitzvah. So, where is the din? There's, now we're introducing a concept of shmira. We have to be careful with them. There's an active din of shmira. Shmira m'shomer. So, so chitim she'osin matzus mitzvah, toiv l'shomer shlo yipalu aleyem mayim mishas kitzira. We would like them to be preferably guaranteed. Guaranteed, you're a shomer on them. A kosher Jew was shomer on them, right? That no water has gotten near them since the time of the grinding. Right. The pachos b'shas
atchina. I thought
it was from the time of the ketzira. And I said
b'shas ketzira. What did I say? You said time of the grinding.
So m'shas ketzira. From the time of the right, so mishas tzira should be from the time of the reaping, and lepachis at least if you can't do, you don't have that type of, you can't use that type of grain, so then you can get grain which has been watched from the time of tichina. Ubishas atchak mamish, it's really necessary. Mutar likach kamach min hashuk, you buy flour from the street, and we don't do that nowadays, because our process nowadays is when they process the wheat before they make flour, they wash it. He's talking about a case where they didn't do that at all. So it's just plain old, good old kernels of wheat. So they made it into flour. That's all it was. It's not really chametz. So you have not mechudim machzik or reyes and say maybe there's some chametz in there. And I can't use it. I can't use it to make matzah mitzvah. But it's the problem over here is beyond the chashash of chometz. There is the halachic din of being shomer it l'shem matzah. Chaf aleph. Shoysin behem matzahs mitzvah. But to learn, hamatzah she'oklam b'shtei halelus harishonos t'kayim b'hem mitzvahs b'erev t'oklam matzahs. We're talking about the matzahs which fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah. With it, hem tzichum shmira. You said they needed a separate din of shmira. But da'ilam b'mash ein lono reyes shalchash hashem. We have no reason to believe that there's chametz here. That's not enough. Tzichum shimer yisera l'shem mitzvahs matzah. You have to do it intently for that purpose. The chi was shmartim as a matzus, because the pasuk says you must be shomer it. So the chi of shmira. We must watch over this item to make sure it's usable for the purpose of making making matzah. Let's hold it here. So